Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. But before we bring him on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, our ministers included, as well as our motorists, that God blesses us all in ways that we stand in need of. Also, in regards to our motorists, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 6635, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Brenda from Detroit, and I'm visiting with my doctor today to get some test results, and I'm praying that if it's God's will, they be positive. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 2542, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm requesting for prayers for my health and my strength with the Lord, and continue to pray for my granddaughter, Maya, for her little baby still in the hospital, so whenever he gets out, everything will be okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your prayer request. We will now have our words of encouragement, followed by our closing prayer by Brother Willie Bradshaw. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. It is raining so hard here in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Riverdale area. I hope that you've got a little bit, not too dry, but it came in just about an hour ago, and I mean, it is a flood. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it anyway. And we're just going to get our galoshes out, get our raincoat, get our umbrella and everything, and we're just going to walk right out in it and still have a good day today. And, of course, on our prayer call this morning, because we want to recognize those who are already at the hospital. Of course, when you do that for tests sometime, you got to get on up and get on out and be sitting there and be ready. So we're going to already claim that that's going to be a good report today, and that you receive her most needed and wanted health as far as that's concerned. And then, of course, with the little baby that's in the hospital, we're going to already claim that too, because God is still in the plan. And in some areas, it's still difficult, because once you take somebody in the hospital, you can't go in the hospital with them. You still have to sit in the automobile or something of that sort. So that's changing a little bit. But we will, at the end of this program, make those prayer requests known today. The song says it's just another day. It is just another day that God has made. And it's just another day that we won't let nobody steal our thunder today. Don't let nobody steal your joy today, regardless of what's going on. Just sort of try to walk around it if you possibly can, because God wants you to have a good, a glorious, and a blessed day. Many years ago, back in the 80s, I was up in the West Virginia area and met some wonderful people, and they have been so good to me all of these years from then to now. And we have hopefully this morning we have some more of our friends from the West Virginia area are on the call this morning. The Hunters are on this morning. The next time that we come on, I may ask them to press one so that we can just say hello to them up in the West Virginia area. But this is the day that God has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning, everybody, everywhere. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses number 58, along with Acts 2 and verse 42, one of the things I want to mention to you this morning is being steadfast. Being steadfast. That's important right now. It's because the church is in sort of a little slump, or it's in a different mode than what we're used to. And it's going to call upon each one of us as members of the body of Christ to hang in there, to be steadfast. And that's what the passage says. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For inasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I'm thinking the last part of that verse is what we need to key on, is that the work that we are doing, even though it seems like that sometimes we're not winning, even though it seems like sometimes we're not getting on top of this thing, but we need to understand that our work is not in vain in the Lord. And so be steadfast. This pandemic that we're in, it hit the church pretty hard with our attendance, meeting together. It messed up our theology and some of the things we've been talking about all this time, but we just need to regroup. And so we need to be steadfast. In Acts chapter 2 and verse number 42, on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowshipping, breaking bread, and in prayer. So it's important for us to hang on, to hold on, to cleave to, if you will, the gospel of Christ, and of course what God has put into us. There are many great needs in the church today, but one of the greatest needs right now, right this moment, This is May the 12th, 2021. One of the greatest needs that we have is to be steadfast, to hang in there. This is what the early church did in Acts 2:42, and this is what the early Christians did in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 15, and Christians need to be steadfast today. The church cannot be what it should be if people are not steadfast. And I know, I'm hoping that when we come out on the other side of this thing, that we would have learned some things, that we would see that we were slowful in our church work, in attendance, in our giving, in our evangelistic outreaches, in what we do for our children, do for our teenagers, do with our families. When we come out on the other side of this thing, I am hoping that we learn something, that we won't be as slothful as we used to be. And we don't have to wonder if you come into church, or how often you're going to come, or if you're going to give, or if your giving is going to increase, or things of that sort. Because some people say, well, you know, before too long, I hope we can get back to being regular and the church being back what it used to be. I hope it don't get back to what it used to be. The only thing that I hope it stays that what it used to be is that we must hear his word, believe with all your heart, repent your sins, confess faith in Christ, and be buried with him in baptism to have your sins completely washed away. And this makes you a member of the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible. That's the only norm that I hope that we get back to, is because there are some things we really need to change when we reopen our congregation, because sometimes we wasn't as steadfast as we should have been. Sometimes we were not as evangelistic as we were. Sometimes we were not as friendly as we should be. And sometimes we did not study the Bible like we should have, because some of the questions that's coming up in 2021, we should already have an answer on paper in our heads. Should already be a conclusion as to what the answer to that is. But unfortunately, many of our members are still plagued with people who are asking them questions, and they can't seem to answer them. The answer has been there all the while. But you have to attend Bible study in the regular way. But you have to study your own Bible in a regular way. And you need to get the proper resources that you can study with that gets you past Acts 2:38. There are more passages and there are more reasons to study the Bible than Acts 2:38. Matter of fact, we probably have learned more about that than we have about even how to raise a family, how to handle our finances, what to do when somebody gets sick at home. Well, we just sort of fall apart. Matter of fact, we are basically, and this is unfortunate, we are basically a Sunday church. And I'm hoping that we can really change that, because we're not a Monday through Saturday church. We pretty much everything we think about and we talk about and we mention to people about, it's all got to do something with Sunday. But the Christian life is a full life. It's a full life. Oh, what do we know and what do we do? Are we the best employers? Are we the best employers that you can find at being a Christian? Or are we the one that caused all the trouble? Are we the best employee? Now, you talk about, well, that's not Bible. How can you go to church on Sunday and call yourself being a Christian and then be the worst employee on Monday morning? That don't make no kind of common sense. How can you go to church on Sunday morning and call yourself being a Christian, and you the worst mother on Monday and Tuesday? You the worst father on Monday and Tuesday? You the worst all from Monday to Saturday? When we think about the Bible, sometimes we think the Bible is just geared to one particular thought, but it is not. If you read the Bible, it is a whole book. It will help our whole life. It will help our conduct. It will help how we treat one another, how one another treat us. And so we really need to get away from that Sunday church thing and let it be 7 days a week. We need to be a Christian. It needs to govern. The church needs to govern how we work, how we play during the weekend. So at this time, we do need to be steadfast. And the Christian cannot be what they should be. The church itself cannot be what it should be if he or she is always changing the mind about something. Can't confirm nothing. Go in a business meeting, make one decision, go home and talk to your family, come back to church, make another decision. And I've always said in the past that sometimes my brothers go home after a business meeting. They come back to church with brothers. I went home and I was thinking about what we was talking about. You wasn't thinking about it. You was talking to your wife. She the one that got to thinking and changed your mind about it. You couldn't think no way. So he's always changing his mind. And then he is faithful sometime and then unfaithful other time. He just can't be counted on. And not a good example. And you know what the Bible calls this kind of person? The Bible calls this kind of person unstable. In James chapter 1, verse number 8, he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A church cannot be strong if the members are not steadfast. It cannot do the work that it needs to do. So when this thing finally passes us by, as it will, and we come out on the other side, I hope it's not back to normal. I hope we come back stronger than ever, more committed than ever, more steadfast than ever. All of our programs, we ratchet them things up to where, the town won't know what hit them. And our evangelistic program and our evangelist outreach and getting our children back involved in the church. Our teenagers won't know what hit them when this thing is over with. And it means to be firm, settled, and set. It means to be planted, anchored, fixed. It means to be strong, determined, faithful. It means to be dependable, reliable. It means that one can be counted on. And so our message for today is let's just be steadfast even on today as we study our Bibles. Father, we do thank thee for this day. We give you the honor, the glory, and we give you the praise. We want to ask you to bless the Hunter family up in the West Virginia area as they go through some of the things that they go through and continue to be faithful members of the body of Christ. Be with those on the call this morning who asked for our prayer requests, who are already at the doctors, and we're going to claim that victory, that you're going to have a good report. And, of course, that the baby and the parents and the grandmamas and all who are cared for, and those are some of the people that we forget sometimes. Grandmamas have been brought back into the picture to care for the children and to care for their children's children, their grandbabies and their great-grandbabies. And so we pray for that as well. We pray for people who are in the hospice, those who may be bereaved at this on this very day, may be going to a funeral on this day. Our prayers go out to them. But we still, we love you. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And I hope that you have a super-duper day.